There's a principle in halacha called Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea Ka'ona means that if, let's say, we're all chayiv to make Kiddush Friday night, so Shomea Ka'ona, the Kiddush of Shomea Ka'ona, at least according to one understanding, is that by me hearing, it's like I'm saying it. So everyone's chayiv to hear, to say Kiddush, but by me listening, it's Shomea Ka'ona. So therefore, that's the custom. One person makes Kiddush, everyone listens. However, there's another principle. Let's say I do that, and I already... So this is when everyone's about to hear Kiddush for the first time. Let's say my next-door neighbor doesn't know how to make Kiddush, and then after I make Kiddush for my family, I go next door, and I make Kiddush for him, and I make Kiddush for someone down the block. That's called Yotzeh, even though I fulfill my mitzvah, Motzi. Based on Kol Yisrael or Ravim, that was it. All Jews are responsible. I don't fulfill my mitzvah until every Jew has done all. So how far does this go? Could I just do any mitzvah for anyone anytime? So generally, number one, it applies to Birkas HaMitzvah. We know it applies to a mitzvah. What about... It applies to mitzvahs and then to some gedarim. So let's say that's the famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi writes that, but we know the halacha is that we have one Megillah reader usually and reading the Megillah for everyone. Again, we work through Shomei HaKoneh if he reads again Yatza Motzi. So he's allowed to let Yatza Motzi applies so everyone I could go around reading the Megillah. In fact, it's a further discussion. Megillah Nikrat, B'Yid Aleph, B'Yid Beis, B'Yid Gimel. What about, could Ben Ir read for the Kfarim? Do they fundamentally have the same Chiyuk? So that's a discussion. Some say yes. However, Yerushalmi writes, a Ben Ir can't read for a Ben Krach, or a Ben Krach can't read for a Ben Ir. Ben Krach's Chiyuk is on day 15, and the Ben Ir is on day 14. So, you can't be Yotze. Why not? Why can't I? Because apparently you're not enough of a Bar Chiyuva. So there are limits to the principle. So clearly the limits are, according to the Yerushalmi, someone on 14 can't read for 15. So regarding Kiddush, everyone's Chayiv in Kiddush, so it's not a problem. However, I think Rabbi Akiva Eger raises the Shaila and others, Rosh Shlomo Zalman in a different context, is what about, could I make Kiddush for you? I said, I'm not making. You made early Shabbos, I didn't. And you need me to make Kiddush for you. Could I make Kiddush for you even though it's not Shabbos for me? Which is a whole discussion in terms of, could I still make Kiddush and not do Malacha? That could depend on the Machlokas. It doesn't have to, but it could depend on the Machlokas, Rambam, Rambam. What's the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? According to the Ramban, it could be that it's it. That it could have been that doesn't depend on Machlokas the Ramban and Rambam, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? According to the Ramban, if it's like Yovel, so perhaps by definition, once you make Kiddush, it already becomes Kadosh. Once you want to argue, you don't have Kavana. But according to the Rambam, it's this. The Chira Shabbat, in fact, the mitzvah is before Shabbat, so it could be, according to the Brahman, one could argue, I think that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses. I heard Rav Shlomo Miller also passing that I could go to a nursing home, make Kiddush for someone, and then, you know, come home. So that's a discussion. So, could you make Kiddush for... So the Shaila is, over here, could I make Kiddush for someone... Even though it's not Shabbos for me yet, why not say Yatza Motzi? So maybe I'm not, like, you can wonder, I could do Malacha for someone who has accepted Shabbos I haven't, so maybe I can make Kiddush for him. Do I say no? Yatza Motzi is you're not Bechlal the Shabbos yet. So that's a, do we say it's considered like the case of the Yerushalmi? that are like a Ben Crock and a Ben Ear. So that's a discussion you could argue either way. But I think Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues that we know we have a principle of Rai Labila, that's something which is, because you have the potential to do it. I mean, it's in your hands. I could be, since I could be Makadi Shabbos at any time I want, I could be Makabal Shabbos. So therefore we view it as I'm a Baruch Yuva. And therefore one could argue that even though I haven't accepted Shabbos yet, since it's Biyado for me to do it, so therefore I can make Kiddush. And it'll be similar Shaila, could I make a Asher Yotzar for someone who hasn't made it? What about Birchas HaMazon? So that's a discussion. How far does Yotza Motzi go? Is Yotza Motzi, how much, what's the definition that I'm considered a Baruch Yuva? We know regarding mitzvahs, does it apply to, let's say, Bircha Sheva Fadan, other areas? And we know the limits are about Megillah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises the other issue, maybe it's Biyado, so therefore you consider the Baruch Yuva, and hence I can make Kiddush for someone who has accepted Shabbos, even though it's not Shabbos for me yet.